Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The second hour of the NutriMedical Report. Today is October 3rd, and we have Fareed here. Fareed, I'd like you to go through the seven synergistic herbs that are developed by your dad, Sam Ibrahim, trained in Germany in pharmacognosy, which is the advanced science of using nutraceuticals to alter physiology and biology to heal the body. Let's go through it.
Sure. So the first of the components in the cardiovascular is the hawthorn, and we're using a leaf and flower extract versus the berries. And so common misconception is that it's the berries that are the active constituent of the plant. Not the case. It's a leaf and flower.
And by the way, all the other Me Too companies that are trying to copy the formula, which don't have the exact formula or the sources or the technology to match and test every batch with chromatography, and they use the wrong part of the berry, and that includes heart and body, stress heart drops, and extendivite. Next component? Yep.
So then we have the garlic.
And it's not just garlic, it's aged garlic, which has components that block two things, angiotensin-converting enzyme and C-reactive protein, and also kills nanobacteria that form the primary nidus of plaque in your artery walls, is nanobacteria and viruses like cytomegalovirus and Epstein-Barr virus. Next component.
So then we have the ginkgo.
Ginkgo is going to reduce blood is going to improve what's called the reduction of blood viscosity and increase the blood flow. So your blood flow is more like water instead of either corn syrup in America or maple syrup in Canada.
Exactly. Yep. So then we have the cayenne.
The cayenne is going to release nitric oxide. And so nitric oxide, you have a three-gas system. Your oxyhemoglobin can't release the oxygen in your tissues unless it has nitric oxide. So you can do that nitric oxide with things like our Supernox, with infrared sauna and lumen photon, and with hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and with whole-body vibrational therapy, too, such as our Sonic Life. So the cardiovascular is excellent. I take three capsules at least twice a day. On top of it, I have to put it in my drink. Next component?
Yep. So then we have bilberry.
Bilberry is the smallest stylized one of the oxidized hydrogen. And so it's a plant source, so it's going to grab free radicals in your solid organs, your liver, kidneys, spleen, heart, and other organs, in your brain, before they can do damage. Because most diseases actually have a free radical component that damages mitochondria, and the mitochondriopathy causes this mitochondrial-induced dysfunction causing disease. Next component. Next component. I think we lost our connection. We have not only bilberry, we have things like milk thistle. And, of course, the milk thistle is going to allow you to detox, and you have to detox in order to get the toxins out to damage your artery walls. Fareed, are you still there? Let's see if we can reconnect to Fareed, because I think we lost our connection.
I can hear you.
You're back, are you? Fareed. Somehow your microphone is not working. I guess you say you can hear me, but we can't hear you now. So let's try to reconnect Jason with Fareed. Somehow his Skype is not working. His microphone was working, now it's disconnected. I'll continue. Basically, if you want to stop heart disease, you have to do several things. You have to reduce your blood viscosity, make sure your oxygen is delivered in your tissues, prevent oxidation of fatty acids and cholesterol that forms rhinitis of plaque, because when a macrophage eats them, they die and form a foam cell. You want to make sure you don't get calcification of your artery walls, which it reverses. And you want to make sure you reverse actual plaque that's already present, so you can open up arteries that are partially blocked physiologically already. You want a secondary peristaltic wave, so when the shearing force of the heart hits the arteries, the arterioles and arteries actually contract, causing the pushing of blood forward towards your tissues, carrying nutrients and oxygen. So that's pretty important stuff, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're reading, you're back.
I am back, and yeah, okay. Hopefully you can hear me now.
I can hear you very well. What do you think of these other companies that are actually flogging inferior formulas? And we have people switch over and say, I heard all these commercials and I tried their stuff, and when I switched to yours, Dr. Deagle, it worked. My leg cramp stopped, my brain is working, I can remember my grocery list and my grandchildren. I'm feeling better, my blood pressure is better, I'm not having angina anymore. My arteries that were blocked, the surgeon was going to do artery disease on me. He doesn't have to. And of course, you combine this with things like our vein away and things to the artery wall. Like free radical blockers, like MEA plus, cell detox, glutathione, and fat soluble ultrasiamine B1. What you find is that your vascular disease goes away. If you had a blockage of your artery or your high calcium score on a high speed CT scan, it reverses to normal, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly.
So, what have you heard about these? Well, you know, what kind of feedback do you get from people who have gone to these other companies that are trying to knock off formula?
It's not good. Because you're not getting the same thing. And you know, you have to also ask yourself the question, you know, one company in particular that basically knocked off the formula developed by my dad. You know, if you can't come up with something original, you know, you're knocking something off. I guess that speaks to my dad's ability as a formulator. However, the thing is that you can't really knock Cardiovasc off, because they have to understand where the different components come from. We source all of our materials from very specific places, and we have them tested by a third-party facility here in Canada. Every batch is tested of every ingredient that goes into it. And so if you're not familiar with the marker compounds that you're, you know, that should be in the product, you can say it's the same, but it's not. And we've proven the test of time. You know, this product's been on the market for 15 years. We have built a very, very loyal following, and it continues to grow. And we don't spend a whole lot of money advertising it. We get most of our business word of mouth. So, you know, what can I say? I whenever somebody finds out about another formula that's similar to ours, and they realize that ours is original, I mean, most people don't even question it. They switch over to ours right away. So
three things you've pointed out. Number one, sourcing of the specific ingredients. Number two, the science behind the sourcing. And number three, every batch is tested with chromatography to make sure the biomolecules are at the right concentration in every batch. Nobody else does this, do they?
Yeah, exactly. And so the science behind the sourcing, you have to understand that it took us 10 years to get this product approved for sale in Canada. And it's the same, you know, formula, by and large, with one exception, and every ingredient, we had to demonstrate that every ingredient in the product met the criteria from Health Canada, and that's not easy to do. And you know, again, you're sourcing from the right part of the plant, making sure you're testing for the right active constituents. You know, these are things that matter, and if you're not paying attention to that, you're not going to end up with a product that actually works.
Right. What I find kind of interesting is we have also a lot of non-medical people flogging nutraceuticals, and this goes across the board. And then there's medical people that are not qualified because they're not trained in functional medicine. Functional medicine is not an easy thing. It is the most complicated activity of humans on Earth. Functional medicine. It crosses all boundaries in terms of knowing intermediate metabolism, stealth pathogens, infectious disease, epigenetics, genetics, and quantum biophysics. And none of these doctors have got any training whatsoever. And they start playing around with a few things here and there, or we're talking about the public, they're completely lost in space. When they start going to Vitacost or Amazon or someplace to find supplements to try to help for a condition, they have no idea whether it's going to be good or bad, or the molecules are not in the proper state or going to persist in their biological state or are going to deteriorate even in the bottle. They have no idea, do they?
Nope, exactly.
So it's like the Wild West, isn't it?
It can be.
So what I want people to understand is when you take cardiovascular and see a number of things happen. First off, not just your blood pressure, but your perfusion is going to improve. Number two, you're going to deliver oxygen and nutrients to your tissue. So if you're taking other vitamins and supplements, you're going to deliver more to your tissue. Number three, you're not going to have a hypoxic state. Every disease state is a hypoxic acidotic state where your tissues are accumulating biotoxins and stealth pathogens. Every single state also means low energy, low ATP and NADH, and therefore you don't even generate the proper building blocks, molecules and enzymes to reclone your tissues into a future body. So you have to have perfusion. So that's how important it is. I believe virtually every adult over 20 with a decreased perfusion or even mild hypertension should be treated. And you wouldn't believe how many people, even with normal blood pressure, have poor perfusion. If you do an EndoPAT or endothelix test, it'll tell you. But they don't do it in the average office. You have to go to a specific cardiologist.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
If you want to get well, you want NutriMeds, and one of our top NutriMeds is Cardiovasc. I take it every day. And if it wasn't for me taking all my fancy supplements, I would have probably already bought it, as they say, when you die. I know that supplements have saved my life. And they save a lot of lives of other people. They also save them having to do cardiac surgery or even peripheral vascular surgery. We have all kinds of testimonials, or the knuckleheads heard a commercial from somebody somewhere, and they bought a knockoff formula, and then when they switched ours, they said, oh my God, this stuff really works, it's better. My hands are warm now, my legs don't cramp up when I exercise, I don't have angina anymore, I can actually remember things, my, you know, C-reactive protein levels are dropping, and hey, I feel like I can perfuse my hands and feet. You know, don't use knockoffs, don't go to knuckleheads, don't think that you've got an answer, because you went to the sewer net. I call the internet the sewer net. And, you know, well, and then I get people that want to go and they're stupid enough to want to start attacking the messenger. Let's put it this way. Attacking Deagle is a really unwise thing to do. Don't you think so?
I suspect that's true.
Yeah, it's going to get vicious. And, you know, that's why when I go to court, because I'm a medical legal expert in every specialty, you can imagine top-notch attorneys trying to think that they could cross-examine Deagle and get away with it. Ha, ha, ha. I memorized the entire chart, and I've got hundreds of things in my memory, and I get all tabbed, a foot-and-a-half chart. So I don't even have to do a video depo when I do a medical legal case even now. Forget it. Once I make my statement, it's over. That's why when we talk about nutraceuticals and protocols, and by the way, we do things that nobody else does. You know, all these telemedicine companies are pushing telemedicine. Yeah, right, they're going to do conventional medicine, telemedicine. That's garbage. They don't look at the underlying cause of your illness. If you've got vasomotor rhinitis, if you've got, you know, cardiac disease and you're hypertensive or you're in renal failure, most people in renal failure actually have three things going on. Number one, they're hypertensive. Number two, they're either diabetic or pre-diabetic. And number three, they've got chronic infections, not only in the kidney, but they've got partial obstruction either in their prostate or renal stones, and so they're blocking parts of the pelvis and the kidney. Well, things with your heart, too. What is heart disease? If you ask a cardiologist to actually get into it, they start telling the stories that are, you know, even a five-year-old wouldn't believe is a kind of a bizarre medical story or a little, you know, allegory about what is heart disease. You have to decide exactly what it is. Heart disease is this. Heart disease is where your blood vessels don't contract in response to the shearing force of your heart, so your heart backs up and you get heart failure. Heart disease is where your perfusion in your tissues drops off because you can't drop off the oxygen molecule because you're not releasing nitric oxide. Heart disease is when your arteries start to calcify, like leaving a hose open in the sunlight, and you let it calcify so the arteries can't contract. Heart disease is when you build a plaque because you oxidize cholesterol and fatty acids, and macrophages, big eater cells, eat them, and they go, uh-oh, bad meal, and they die and form a foam cell, the nidus of a plaque. That's what heart disease is. If you ask the average doctor what it is, they're going to fuss and fitter and then get, oh, you're going to get real arrogant, damn it. Don't ask me that question. You know I know what heart disease is. No, you don't, knucklehead. You don't. Okay? And that's what's disturbing about. Same thing with people say, what's a seizure? I know what a seizure is. You have to look at the action potential, how the transmembrane ion channels allow different ions across the membrane to cause a action potential in a nerve cell or along a saltatory nerve conduction. Do they know how it works? No. And that's why when we look at people developing things like Parkinson's disease, I just got a consult this morning from a doctor in Germany who wants my protocol for Parkinson's, and I just did an update of it and put it on YouTube and Vimeo. What people need to know is whether you combine conventional drugs like L-DOPA, you need to take the right things. If you're not perfusing, for example, your tectum of your midbrain, which is why cardiovascular is important, it's one of the components to reverse Parkinson's, because you get malperfusion, hypoxia, heavy metals, and things like free iron that are going to cause oxidative stress, and you get neuron cell dropout. So perfusion will even protect parts of your brain. So one of the things we've noticed when people take our cardiovascular, say, doc, this drug's working to help my memory. Duh, you're perfusing your memory, because if we did a SPECT blood flow scan, your brain blood flow would look like your brain is full of Swiss cheese. It's not perfusing. And all of a sudden you take cardiovascular, you say, oh my gosh, I can remember all my grandchildren and all my recipe cards, and I can remember lots of stuff when I go play bridge or, you know, do something else that requires a memory skill. It's hilarious, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You mean your brain actually has to perfuse for you to think about things and dream even? You're kidding. You mean people stay cardiovascular and they start to dream and remember their grandchildren's names? Wow, doctor. I thought this was just a placebo. No, it's not. It's not a placebo, okay? In fact, if you've got an animal, a doggy or a cat with poor perfusion, you can give cardiovascular. It'll help them too, just like it will with a person. You just have to adjust the dosage, whether it's a tincture or the capsules based on their size. So if you've got a 50-pound dog, they need about a third of the dosage of an adult human. So, you think doggies don't get heart disease? Of course they do. They just die fast, seven times faster than we do. Right?
Yeah, of course.
They just get in trouble fast, seven times faster, but they have the same disease as we have. Virtually identical, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think many veterinarians do that when they actually test their dogs and cats? I don't think so. And you put on conventional drugs, just like the fatal drugs allowed, we call the FDA. They do surgery when they can, because they're going to get big bucks, ka-ching, ka-ching. I call it the ka-ching effect. We have a local veterinarian here that has a Hawaiian name. I'm not even going to mention their name, but I tell people that name means say goodbye to your money. It, you know, it's actually, I'll use the name just to be funny. It's called Aloha. You know, and Aloha means hello and goodbye. You should be saying goodbye to your credit card and goodbye to your cash when you take it away to the vet, because they're gonna hit you, man. He thought, oh, whoa, to keep my cat and my dog alive, that was expensive, man. I better pet them a little more and feed them better food. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, same thing goes with humans. Take care of your body. Do you think you can pour garbage in Gigo and garbage out and you're going to still be fine next year? You're delusional. If you think just taking the pills your doctor gave, no, they're pre-embalming you. In fact, you should get a special sticker that says, I took 6 drugs from my doctor, I get 10% off my embalming fluid when I go to be embalmed. Wouldn't that be funny? If you got a prescription, you go to the pharmacy and say, what's that sticker for, pharmacist? Oh, well, that's 10% off embalming fees.
What a deal.
What a deal, man. You're going to save a few $100 on embalming when you die because you've been pre-embalmed on all the drugs you take instead of taking natural nutraceuticals. They're not going to embalm your tissues. You're kidding, doctor. No, I'm not kidding, actually. The thing is, the truth can not only set you free, it can make you laugh and cry at the same time. Right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, pretty funny. So, here's the situation. Get cardiovascular. If you want to find out, not just check your blood pressure, contact me and I'll give you the EndoPat and they'll see the links up. I think I'm going to put them up on the site anyway so people can say, oh, I want to get a vascular test. List of doctors, you go to the website, go to the EndoPat or endothelics, because just looking at your blood pressure doesn't tell me your perfusion's okay. In fact, if they over-treat your blood pressure, your perfusion drops and you can actually get dementia, heart failure, and kidney failure. But over-treating your blood pressure.
Mm.
So thank you for reading. Again, you have relieved the pain and pressure of a lot of people that are our customer patients are in the NutriMed family. You've given me relief and kept me alive so I can continue to cause trouble. I don't try to run from trouble. I try to run with trouble. That way I don't need to worry about where it is because it's right beside me.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Smith, I said something shocking to him in the break. We'll expand on it perhaps in the next hour when we have Matthew on. And I think Matthew's going to make another website. We're going to probably, the True World was one of the sites he had when he was over at Rents. And I think you'll like that. Because Matthew's good at analyzing everything like the gene defects that are associated with violent behavior, which is much more common in blacks. It's not being racist, it's taking certain gene defects predisposed to health issues and also mental issues. And what people have to understand is what's going on in our society, and step by step by step, is a progressive move to capture every human, eventually not only in a digital matrix like social media, but to capture even our consciousness. And 5 to 7 years from now, the cell phone companies are saying we won't need to have a computer screen, you won't need to have earphones, because they'll directly interface with your cortex. And people, no, Dr. Deagle, they're not going to do that. I said, they've already announced it. It's not an open opinion, okay? So if you have to understand, as I've said this before, as I can do an intro for Kelby Smith, who runs hisadvocates.org, if you don't opt out, you're in. Do you like that one? If you don't opt out, you're in. And the in part is called the Mark of the Beast, which is a very comprehensive system that chattelizes you and turns you into a piece of property under corporations that have existed for a long time, because this is a long-term scheme, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, this has been a plan set up for hundreds of years, if not thousands of years, from a standpoint biblical.
It goes back to Babylon and before. And again, it's Luciferic. And people don't understand, oh, Lucifer, oh, he wasn't very smart. No, you have to show respect to the devil. Lucifer, the angel of light, 90% of what he does looks, tastes, and smells good. And he's the smartest created being in the universe. Not you or me. Without God leading us and protecting us, the smartest created being in the universe is Lucifer. People don't get that, do they? That's why every political system, every contract, every scientific method, every church, public church on earth, is Luciferic. It's infiltrated into the dogma of Luciferianism, is in control of everything, including the political system, which is why if you don't opt out, you're in, right?
Well, you're in because it's basically a passive handshake, you know, where they made an offer. you basically accepted by acquiescence. You didn't say anything, and that's what's
going
on.
Right, the acquiescence, kids, that was your stamp of acquiescence. So what Masons say, because you have not understood the contract you've been given by acquiescence, you're actually profane, and because you're profane, you deserve judgment. That's their attitude of the high-level Masons, isn't it?
Not just their attitude. They're making every movie, every television series, everything, and they're doing full disclosure on the money, the movies, everything. So they have it in their mind that by simply doing disclosure in these fictional realms that...
It's called hoodwinking. It's a spiritual truth. Unless they have to tell you, and if you're profane and don't understand it, you're a victim and you deserve to be treated as a victim because you don't fully understand these high-level Masonic orders and the Luciferic game you're being played into.
Right, and the layering is incredible from a standpoint. I mean, he truly is a very smart being, whatever it is. And I always give the power structures kudos because they're smart men that have hoodwinked the entire world into thinking that the United States is synonymous with America, into thinking religion is synonymous with a relationship, and thinking, you know, all these different layerings that, you know, these offers that they do to get you to become the surety and put down your life, your fortune, and your sacred honor, which is what you had as your pledge under the Declaration. They're getting you to give that up.
Right.
And under the same name or the perceived same name, like the
United States. When you look at it, well, remember, I think it was around, was it 1293, I think, somewhere, the King of England was being coronated by the Pope. Right, and this is long before King Henry VIII. And he kicked the crown off the king while he was in the coronation process. He said, well, then he had to pick up the crown and put it back on. He said, because I rule over you and all of your property, all of your people, and all your lands are under my authority and my control. And the Vatican has never changed that policy, has it? In fact, the Federal Reserve
System... I can show you the assertion in the Law of Nations that the Vatican owns the earth. It's in the Law of Nations.
Exactly. And if you have to understand the United Nations, which is set up by these people, the Jesuits and the Roman Catholic Society of Jesus, as you call it, the Society of Zeus, have actually set up the fractional reserve banking system, which runs 90% of the money. And believe it or not, the only countries trying to fight against it, believe it or not, are communist Russia and China. Everybody else is captured. And they're about to be captured because that capturing process is occurring now under Trump. He's going to force contracts with them to open up what's called the balloon economy, or allowing you to have what's called, you know, don't have Fred Glass-Steagall to protect your money from being used by big banks and so on to have fractionalize your debt and then spread it all over the world, just like the debt crisis they created with mortgages. They're doing it all over the world. They don't care how large the debt is. That means when they blow the system up at a controlled demolition, they'll capture everybody on earth with a crypto version or a cashless version of the currency system tied to your digital SIM in cyberspace. People say, no, Dr. Deagle, they're not going to do that. I said, it's happening. It's not going to happen.
Yeah,
I took care of employees 24 years ago that were working on the Virtual World Project. I know more about the Mark of the Beast and the Virtual World Project than any public person speaking in the world ever. Okay?
Yeah.
And I can tell you it's happening. So that's why over the number of years I tried to stay away when I was talking to my friend Jim in New Mexico. So I signed up 6 years ago and said, no, I don't know. I don't feel pressure yet to do it. I feel pressure now. I realized with the 2020 ID, with other stuff, bad horse manure is going to happen. Bad stuff's going to happen. And everybody's captured. It's not just Americans. It doesn't matter if you're in the Himalayan mountains or in India or whatever. Every nation, every people on earth are being captured. That's why you hear the mantra of the left now, you know, no borders, no nation, no USA. They're actually saying this chant now because that's what these globalist Satanists believe.
Yeah, they're tying it to being more loving towards our neighbors and allowing an open policy, which I don't agree with. You know, one of the things, for the record, we are working with you to move you and to be obedient to the Word of God from the standpoint of coming out of her, my people. I'd like to point out the benefits. The benefits are not just obedience. The benefits are you will not partake in the plagues that the others will. That's the benefit. Plus, there in Revelations 12, there's a secure, safe place for God's people. So we need to really be understanding that through these times, however that may look, that place might be a lawful place. That place might be a presumption of and not just a physical place, but a place of security and law. That we are not, you know, we are no longer the surety. We are no longer the debtors. We are no longer those people that did not remove themselves as being a pledged surety for that satanic regime, which is really being ran ultimately by Lucifer. And when you look at the small of it, it's like, well, Lord, help me to understand this whole thing. And that's really, I think, from our ministry standpoint and his advocates, is what we're trying to, we're breaking through, and not just our understanding of allegiance, but we're breaking through in how to get rid of the contracts that they use, which are adhesion contracts. Let me tell you a quick story about a passport. Just talked to the passport center today, and the guy's like, well, you can't change this application. That's fraudulent. That's this, that, and the other. And I said, you know what? I could say the same thing about you. I said, on your own website, it talks about the state citizen. Why do you not have a spot for a state citizen on this application? And he's all, I never thought about that. And I said, so we have to, in law, make ourselves, from an applicant standpoint, be perceived properly, and that's why we say, no, we are not a U.S. citizen, because a state citizen, according to the United States Supreme Court, is not synonymous with the United States citizen. Still there?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And see, this is the point, is they have, it's called, you know, legalistic prestidigitation, isn't it?
You know, it's clear to me, Merriam versus United States. The United States is a foreign corporation with respect to the state. When you look at 8 U.S.C. 1101 A22, that spells out national of the United States. You look at the passport application, it's either, you're either a U.S. citizen or a national of the United States. Well, in law, national of the United States is synonymous with a United States citizen. And I pointed out to the guy, I said, why don't you allow for national under 8 U.S.C. 1101 A21, which is right next to 22, why don't you have a spot for that classification on your application? That's fraud in the fact that you're not giving the opportunity for American people to show allegiance to their state. You're only giving them opportunity to become surety for your corporation and your debts.
Right, so in other words, you become a citizen of a state, and it's a collective of the states that makes a united America. It's a different thing altogether, isn't it?
Ever wonder how big? Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
With Kelby Smith. Now, the website is hisadvocates.org. And Kelby, you started a journey years ago, and you were a broker. So you learned a lot of these things on property and brokering by actually doing the stuff and realizing that there was a parallel system between being a real person of we call biblical heft, that where you had a right to property and you were not treated as property. But then there was a structure set up as a corporation of the United States of America where people are not considered owners of property. They are not considered bales. Now, we went back and we talked about this with the Magna Carta. You don't understand that the Magna Carta was made as a treaty between the bales or the lords of the land and the king back in 1215, yeah. So when they made the Magna Carta, it's the basis of all Western law, and most people don't realize. Did you know how many nations have bar associations? It's not just Western nations that speak English. It's every land in Europe. And the Russians and Chinese all have bar associations, which is a British authorized registry. And the only people there considered higher than a manster or a person who can't own property, and they're just below a lord or a bail. So a lawyer actually is part of the bar. They're actually just below those who actually have property rights. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, you know, the well, first off, I've done 700-plus personal loans. I ceased doing them once I learned the truth in 2008. My corporations over the from 98 to 06, 07 did thousands of loan transactions. We moved into the private hard money sector, modifications and different things like that to help people stay in their houses. But what I've learned is, in law, property is not synonymous with land. The terminology...
Right, they're not synonymous at all, is it? Is it a property doesn't mean you don't even own the dirt underneath your house, do you?
No, no. You actually own what's known as territory, perceived air above the land. You don't even own the land. So the house really is what is being mortgaged, not necessarily the land. The land, once the bank... if you look at Operating Circular 10 of the Federal Reserve Act, you'll see that the bank truly is the borrower. The bank is, not us. So we're more the surety and the guarantor in the transaction, and that's why when they record the transactions, they record you as a joint tenant. They tell you with full disclosure what you are. If you read your documents, you're a glorified tenant. When you actually record, you're a joint tenant or a tenant in common or you know, whatever. What you really want to do is not have to record a transaction at all. You do
can you convert it like we bought our home back 10 years ago, and I would like to convert it so I actually own not only the home and the property but the land below it, and I don't want to be tied to this situation. The same way as I don't think for example, the Federal Reserve tax system was brought in as a lie to pay off the war debt of World War One, and they proceeded to continue with it. Just like the lie of the Federal Reserve system was set up on Christmas Eve in 1913. And in 1933, they actually set up a bankruptcy of all Americans. And Seed Corporation actually basically chattelizes your birth certificate against the national debt, don't they? Seed Corp.
Yeah, there's no doubt. The birth certificate is the fundamental surety for everything in this nation. Everything. It's good, and they tell you in their own little ways, right on the money that we hold in our pocket, like the $10 bill, where it shows an asset side and a debt side, and you look at the words "we the people," we are guaranteeing because we're laid over the treasury on the $10 bill, so we are the guarantor for the debt of the nation. And who is the debt representation on the left hand side of the bill? Which is the proper side of the note, the proper side of the ledger. It's the Federal Reserve System, which is different than the Federal Reserve Bank.
The Federal Reserve System is totally controlled by the Jesuits and the current Pope and the Vatican. Period. In other words, I tell people it's like Scrooge McDuck, you know, that has a big bank with lots of money and dives in the money pit. It's one thing to have a lot of money in the bank. It's another thing to own the bank. It's another thing to own the banker and the bank and all the money that's in them. And that's what the Vatican does, isn't it?
Yeah, it all starts at the Vatican from a standpoint. Again, when I went to the California Records office and I looked at asked for a copy of the constitutional book, there literally is a book, Bill, that they give you all the laws for the state of California, all capitalized state of California. They give you all the laws, and they show you where it starts from, and it starts at the Magna Carta of 1215.org, or 1215.
And by the way, Magna Carta was under the authority of the Pope, wasn't it?
Here's my presumption, okay, because there was a treaty prior to the Magna Carta. And the treaty prior to the Magna Carta was where King John gave all of the assets of this world to the Pope for the remission of his sins, without the landowners, the barons that were at war. And so when the barons came back at 1215, my understanding is they formed the Magna Carta out of duress and threat under the sword to the king. And so because they're posting that element of, that's where the founding documents begin at, that document is void on its face because it was done under threat and duress. And the one that stands is the treaty done prior to the Magna Carta, which is the one where the king gave all the land of the world to the Pope.
Right, but you actually see the Latin dissertation of the actual titles of the Pope. You have to realize that's why the World Council of Churches actually runs the world through the United Nations. You have to understand this. And people don't realize that's why a lot of churches are rejoining the Vatican. That's why a lot of people don't realize it doesn't matter if you're a Buddhist or a Muslim or whatever, all these highest level orders all refer back to the Vatican, don't they?
Everything does. As a
and by the way,
fact,
that includes even modern Judaism. People don't realize that the kippah had on the Jews, because they were the burgermeisters given the right to actually charge interest, because you couldn't charge interest in the Middle Ages, because if you're a quote Christian or a Catholic, it was a mortal sin and you go to hell. The only ones that were allowed were actually these Jews that were hired by the Vatican, and the kippah hat was given by the Vatican to indicate they were the burgermeisters or the bank keepers for the Vatican across Europe and Russia, etc., weren't they?
Yeah. I'm not sure about that, but I do know that...
Well, I am. I'm very sure of it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying I disagree about it. I'm just saying I don't know about it.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I do know is... That power structure, you know, if you believe in the Illuminati or you believe in those private societies, which are now starting to become prevalent mainstream, look at Newt Gingrich.
Oh, in the open, yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny, they call them secret societies, and I watched a story on the Masons over the weekend, and the Masons flat out say, we are not a secret society, we are a society of secrets. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's funny.
So,
and of course, the 13 so-called families in the Druidic Council of 13, and the Vatican is right up there at the top with the Pindar, who means the penis of the dragon is the Pindar, that rules the world for Lucifer or Satan. People don't believe this, do they?
They don't understand that this whole system and structure is designed to promulgate Lucifer, as to put him at the and it's the reverse of the Trinity that we have in the Word of God. It's Satan, Lucifer, and the Antichrist is the false Trinity, and right now they're coming forward and they're coming fast.
Well, that's because the technology is now reaching its culmination, where they can totally control and hack into your consciousness soon, where they can control your assets. And where social media now is consuming everybody and totally regulating even buying sales. The top social media companies in the world, the top four or five companies, are larger than the GDP of every nation on earth except six or seven nations. That's how big it is, isn't it?
Well, you know, one of the things I always share with people is when they come to an understanding of just how demonic this world is, they need to understand that there is a Word of God.
Right.
That is properly translated, and there is a good and there is an evil. And when you get
yeah.
your mind wrapped around that, you really start going, okay, so my only protection I have is by removing myself from that structural system of my pledge, right. of my support, of my money, my time, my anything.
Yeah, yeah. And get out of Babylon, in other words. Your get out of Babylon card is what you sell. You tell them, like, hey, here's your get out of Babylon card.
And
get out of a Sodom and Gomorrah card.
It's a lot more detailed than that, but people can go to hisadvocates.org, they can go to statecitizenship.org, or they can go to youtube.com. We have a lot of playlists. youtube.com/hisadvocates, and they can start watching our playlists and get their mind wrapped around. And on there, you'll find a toll-free number. You can get a hold of us for a free consultation. We help people through this process.
What is that number?
It's 844-447-2386, and you want to dial extension 702.
Excellent. I'll put up those links. statecitizenship.org, right?
Hisadvocates.org.
And of course, the YouTube video links, we have those up, and I'll post the video link page too, so people can get all the videos. You've got a huge library there that's all free. You want to find out what's going on, as I say, I'd like to close with saying the statement that's biblical and true. If you don't opt out from the devil's scheme, you're in.
You're in.
If you don't opt out, you're in.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. Well, let's get it rebooked. And my son Matthew's on for the third hour, and we've got some explosive stuff to talk about. Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation.
It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or onyx silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.